But right now, there are plenty of stories that we refuse to dismiss. In fact, we take it head on. There's a lot going on out there. So we got some Tuesday morning headlines.
Breaking news.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
Yeah, yesterday it fell like a rock. Worst date since 2022 and one of the top five, I think, in Dow Jones stock market history. The Dow Jones Industrial. This is your market watch, by the way. Dropped 890 points. So NASDAQ didn't do great. And that all led to largely what amounted to Elon Musk's terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day yesterday. His net worth dropped because Tesla shares plummeted. $29 billion Elon lost yesterday. Just yesterday.
Elon, he's having a bad day.
Yeah, yeah. They've fallen Tesla stocks about 53% since their high in December. Loss of about $700 billion in Tesla's overall market value. And then you add on to it that X, formerly Twitter, was presently still, I think, being somewhat cyber attacked. It certainly did yesterday, and there were outages. And as we said, Elon said, we get attacked every day. But this was done with a lot of resources. This is initially him saying this. Either a large coordinated group and or country is involved. And then on Fox Business last night, he said the attacks appear to come from, according to Elon, Ukraine. So, well, you know, I mean, at least he's got a day job over there, you know, with Doge.
Well, yeah, he's got a good gig going.
Yeah, he has something to fall back on, because that's really important at his point. Yeah. Breaking news.
So, you know, some folks are not pleased with his new gig, but he's got one big fan by the name of President Donald Trump, who wrote on Truth Social early this morning that the entrepreneur is doing a fantastic job and putting it on the line to help our nation. But the, quote, radical left lunatics are trying to illegally and collusively boycott Elon's baby. There's 14 babies. This is a different baby. So, Mr. Trump, we'll be spending the morning at the dealership.
How about
and
that?
Buying a Tesla.
I think on tomorrow's show, we will have some hidden secret audio of this event happen.
Oh,
I know reporters
that
will
would
be present.
Be...
So we will definitely have
Yeah, buying cars is not for the weak.
Well, it better be efficient.
I keep trying to talk myself into it.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
Think he'll kick the tires and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Breaking news.
Also, in response to Trump's tariffs on just about everybody, China said that, quote, it's ready for any kind of war with the United States.
That's fun.
Which the administration has not responded to that.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as the war is not ping pong, I still like our chances on the whole thing. Seriously. Those guys are, I don't know what it is.
Breaking news.
So the price of eggs is driving people nuts for some apparent reason. And how are you going to protect your precious omelets? How about raising your own chickens? It's so hot that Costco is here to help.
Oh.
The big box store has everything from kayaks to caskets and now chicken coops. These are high-end. They look really good. They're perfect for beginners and will happily home up to 15 birds. You may want to move in, too, because they cost $1,800.
Whoa.
No, that's a lot of chicken.
Throw up some panels of metal and call it a day.
It's like a she shed for the hens.
Will Costco have free samples for this, too? We can go by and check it out.
I don't know. You think that's where they raise their little rotisserie chickens?
Can I have one of the eggs, please?
Breaking news.
Yeah. Weatherford Costco opens Saturday, by the way.
Oh, Lord.
Traffic probably already building now.
Mm-hmm.
Texas Rangers about to crank up the season here. Not too terribly long from now. Got a good feeling about it. And am I sporting the Ranger hat today?
Yeah.
Is this a Ranger hat? Okay.
It's blue and gold.
Yeah, it's the gold World Series one. Well, a hat there on the Texas Rangers and Major League Baseball websites has been pulled for your Texas Rangers after it discovered, someone did, that a mashup of the team's cap and jersey logos created a weird appearance of a vulgar word in Spanish.
Oh.
It it had a Rangers block T. It appeared on the caps, and it was superimposed. I've seen these with other teams. superimposed over the middle X, and then it has. It's a cuss word, I'm not gonna. I don't know it.
But
I don't know.
From
if
what
we
I
can
understand,
even...
it references a certain body part.
Breaking news!
I didn't buy one.
Clear of that one.
So the U.S. Attorney General and Director of National Intelligence under the gun to release files pertaining to the deaths of Martin Luther King Jr., RFK, and JFK. So where are they, man? Well, the original deadline was February 7th, and the FBI stated last month that there were 2,400 new records, and they're working to transfer them to the National Archives and Records Administration. The latest deadline for a plan, now that was Sunday. Apparently, there are more Epstein, whatever files to go along with all this deliciousness.
They're going to run out of Sharpies. Block out all the names.
All redactions.
Between that and the JFK files. And then finally, as gas with spring break going on and the like starts to inch up a little bit, motorists have been advised, I've never heard this before, but it says once again being advised to keep a bowl of water in their car to help them not use gas so much. Because if you go too fast or you brake suddenly, the water spills. And this little creative tip shows drivers the unnecessary acceleration and braking. It makes you more mindful of driving habits and thus better fuel economy and gas mileage. Other tips include parking facing the morning sun. If it's cold where you're at, so you don't have to turn on the thing, and emptying the car of excess weight to save on fuel costs. But a bowl of water in the car. It's finally here. The mobile edition.
It's going to be fun.
Created.